This is Morning Edition on KQED News. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. A wildfire whipped by very strong winds has burned some 10,000 acres in northeastern Sonoma County and prompted mandatory evacuation orders for the entire community of Geyserville. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office said last hour that the Kincade Fire has jumped Highway 128. In a statement, the law enforcement agency said, "If you're in Geyserville, you should leave now." The fire started at around 9 last night. CAL FIRE's Amy Head.
So it spread very rapidly, and it's very dry. The vegetation is very dry. Typically, this is the time of year when we see our most damaging and destructive fires, as we all well know. So it's very ripe for wildfire conditions.
Sonoma County Sheriff Sergeant Juan Valencia says the county sent out text and online alerts to residents in the area, and he describes the initial evacuation work overnight.
We had deputies and CHP officers assisting with mandatory evacuations by using the high-low siren to get people's attention and also knocking on doors and verbally telling people that they had to evacuate.
PG&E says the fire is burning in an area where it shut off power yesterday. CAL FIRE says the blaze is 0% contained. They say it's threatening structures and power lines, and the agency rushed strike teams and bulldozers to the scene. For more details, I spoke with KQED's Danielle Venton, who's talking to fire officials in Cloverdale. Hi, Danielle.
Good morning.
So I understand you initially went to Geyserville. What were the conditions like there?
So when I was in Geyserville, the market was still open, but people were leaving. And, you know, there was a police stop. They were not letting people drive into the area. I did go behind police lines, and just the winds were so intense. And because it was still dark, it was really hard to see. I could see flames, but I couldn't really get a handle on where the fire was and where it was moving. So I turned around because it didn't feel safe.
Give me a sense of the geography here and how the winds pushed the fire over the Mayacamas Mountains there.
Yes, so the fire ignited in a remote area of Geyserville. It is moving towards more populated areas, pushed by these winds that are coming from the north and moving towards the south and west. So it is heading towards more populated areas.
Wow. So what are the fire officials telling you right now about their plans for the morning?
Crews are coming from around the county, around the area to help and deploy a very rapid response. Wind conditions are still quite strong, but if the forecast holds, those winds should die down by noon or early afternoon, and fire officials are hopeful that that will give them a real chance to get a handle on this fire.
I understand people were very anxious overnight and because of all they've been through up there in Sonoma County.
Yeah, that's true. The Wine Country fires, the North Bay fires, are still, you know, very keenly on everyone's mind. Conditions are very similar right now to what they were then. And the way the fire, where the fire is burning, is very visible from Highway 101 and from areas of Santa Rosa. And so I'm told that police departments in the county overnight were flooded with 911 calls of people reporting a fire, and they really couldn't tell how close it was. The fire is nowhere near Santa Rosa right now.
But people there are pretty on edge, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Things are very tense.
Thanks so much, Danielle.
Thank you, Raquel.
KQED Science's Danielle Venton in Cloverdale. We expect CAL FIRE to update the size of the fire later this morning. There are reports that at least two structures have been damaged. State fire officials also say they plan to assess the damage from the fire throughout the day. Two evacuation centers have been set up, one at Windsor High School, which was set to close this hour, and the other at Healdsburg Community Center, which will stay open. We have more on the Kincade Fire at kqednews.org. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon.